Loam Hedge, Disc 5.
Book 2. If only they were back here at Redwall.
Chapter 16. Late that same afternoon, the vermin gang had been keeping to the woodlands. On Padraig's orders, they followed the path. Stopping for a breather, the little fox sighted Redwall Abbey in the distance, showing above the trees. He scurried out onto the path, pointing and yelling.
Aha! It was me who saw it first.
As he ran forward, the cutlass which he had pushed into his belt tangled in his foot paws, causing him to trip. He lay sprawled on the path, still shouting,
"Wait till I get me paws on that magic sword!"
Half-Chop sneered.
"Look at him, will you, the flaming fool. I swear, Flinky, that stupid elf will get us all killed."
The crafty stoat chuckled.
"Sure enough, he's a grand, brave beast. I'd sooner serve under Bad Red than Burad or Scrod. Those two would have made us march in front and led from the rear. Let the fearless chief run and meet the foe. Us poor old paw sloggers will just keep our heads down and follow from safe distance."
Crinktail was in agreement with their mate.
"Aye, whoever's inside of that plate will probably see us coming from their wall tops. What was it that Burad said, that those abbey creatures was all peaceable woodlanders? So we may as well put on a show of force. The sight of a vermin gang might make them open up those gates to us, providing they know what's good for them."
The crew strolled out onto the path, deliberately setting a slow pace, keeping Bad Red well ahead of them. Flinky sang a quiet ditty as a warning to his mates. The little fox could not quite hear the words, but he assumed it was some sort of song for marching into battle. He swaggered along a good half-spear throw in front, waving the unwieldy cutlass with regained dignity, feeling every inch the great Bad Red, commander of a vermin crew. The others followed at a safe distance, sniggering at the words of Flinky's song.
"The clouds of arrows fly, keep your heads down. Let the brave ones charge on by, keep your heads down. When the hero's blood runs red and you're scared to raise your head, just be glad that you ain't dead, keep your heads down. You won't win no medals here, keep your heads down. Don't be fools who know no fear, keep your heads down. We can all lay low and sing, ducking spears and stones from slings. Let them chuck most anything, but keep your heads down.
Amid smothered giggles and hoots, Slipback and Jupper made disparaging remarks behind their leader's back.
"Ho, ho, look at the way his bottom waggles when he puts on a swagger. Looks like two sour apples in a sack."
"Oh, and if he don't stop waving that blade around, he'll chop his own tail off. What do you reckon, mate? Does a little smidge look like a vermin warrior who terrify those abbey beasts?"
"Maybe they'll laugh themselves to death at the sight of him."
Flinky gazed up in awe as the impressive red sandstone abbey loomed closer. He muttered to Rog and Floggo.
"If Bad Red gives the order to charge that place, well, I'll be charging, sure enough. I'll be running the other way like a duck with its tail on fire."
The Weasel brothers were not much given to merriment, but Flinky's remark tickled them so much that they guffawed loudly. Bad Red came running back, brandishing his cutlass.
"What's so funny, eh? Can I share the joke?"
Flinky shrugged disarmingly.
"Ah, no, we wasn't laughing at you at all. 'Twas just that we're happy for ye. You're a good chief, and soon the magic sword will be yours.